BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The new government in Greece says it needs further concessions over the austerity measures demanded by the European Union and International Monetary Fund, and an extra 2 years to implement them. The concessions being demanded are more extensive than expected, as our correspondent in Athens, Mark Lowen, reports.
Greece's new government was elected by promising voters that it would renegotiate some terms of the country's bailout. The concessions that it hopes to obtain have now become clear, among them halting public sector layoffs, suspending tax cuts and wage reductions, cutting VAT in some sectors, extending unemployment benefit, and allowing Greece longer to reduce its deficit. The package may go too far for Germany, whose Chancellor Angela Merkel reiterated last week that Greece must stick to its cost-cutting path.
The Turkish President Abdullah Gül has said his country cannot ignore the fact that Syria shot down one of its military aircraft, and he promised to take all necessary measures once full details of the incident are known. The Syrian military says it shot down the plane as it approached the coast fast and low, well inside Syrian airspace. Ian Pannell reports.
The search is continuing for the wreckage and the two missing pilots, more than a day since the Turkish jet was downed. Both the Syrian and Turkish navies are scouring the waters in a rare act of cooperation. There's some popular anger in Turkey, with warnings in some newspapers that Syria will, quote, pay a price, but the country's leaders are being circumspect for now. The Turkish president appeared to concede that the Phantom jet may have crossed into Syrian airspace. An investigation to establish that is now underway.
Protesters in the Sudanese capital Khartoum have used burning tires and stones to hold off police attempts to end demonstrations against government austerity measures. The protests were initially led by students, but are reported to be spreading to other sections of the population. The protests, which began a week ago, were sparked off by government measures to meet the economic crisis brought about by South Sudan stopping to send oil supplies through its northern neighbour. Tens of thousands of Egyptians are spending the night on Tahrir Square in the centre of Cairo, ahead of Sunday's long-delayed declaration of results from last weekend's presidential runoff. Many of them are supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood candidate, Mohamed Morsi. From Cairo, here's John Lyne.
There's no indication who will be confirmed the winner. Both candidates, Mohamed Morsi of the Muslim Brotherhood and the former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq, are claiming victory. Muslim Brotherhood supporters are maintaining a vigil in Tahrir Square while they wait for the outcome. Both candidates have said they will aim for unity with governments from across Egyptian politics. But the country is deeply polarized, and there are fears that the final announcement might only make matters worse.
That was John Lyne in Cairo. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The Liberian government has returned 41 fighters to Ivory Coast. The men were arrested carrying weapons and ammunition in April by United Nations peacekeepers as they attempted to cross into Ivory Coast. They're allegedly loyal to Ivory Coast's former president, Laurent Gbagbo, who's currently held by the International Criminal Court. The extradition follows a series of attacks from Liberia into Ivory Coast, which has left at least 60 people dead in the last year. The new president of Paraguay, Federico Franco, says the removal from office of his predecessor, Fernando Lugo, was not a coup. In his first news conference, Mr. Franco said there had been no break with democracy. He was sworn in on Friday after President Lugo was impeached. Javier Hernandez reports from Asunción.
Mr. Franco stressed that the impeachment is an established procedure in the country's constitution. Not everyone agrees, though. The leaders of Brazil, Argentina and Venezuela, among others, have strongly condemned the move which ousted Mr. Lugo. They say that the former Paraguayan president was given less than a day's notice and then only 2 hours to defend himself against the charges of being politically responsible for the deaths of at least 17 people at a land eviction last week.
A former vice president of the International Football Federation, Jack Warner, has been appointed Minister of National Security in his native Trinidad and Tobago. The appointment comes a year after Mr. Warner resigned from FIFA after widespread allegations of corruption against him. The Trinidadian Prime Minister described Jack Warner as a man of action who'd be useful in the fight against crime. Spain are through to the last four of the Euro 2012 football championships. The Spanish, who won the tournament 4 years ago, beat France 2-0 in Ukraine. Spain dominated much of the game, and a goal in each half from Xabi Alonso took them into the semi-finals, where they'll play Portugal. BBC News.